Hello, welcome back to another Nami Share. This is Ellen Iman. I cannot replace her Morphe Plaster, but I will give you Share instead. We have a couple of dedications. We are learning Lila Nishmas, Leia Bas, Arav Yosef, and Fu Shalema, Avram Castillo, Ben Bluma. We are learning Lila Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zavol, Sarah Bas Pinchas, Miriam Lila Bas, Arav Aaron, Fu Shalema to all those who are sick. So this week's Parsha is Parshas Re'eh, and Parshas Re'eh talks about the Moshe continues to give Mussar to the Jewish people, and part of what's mentioned in this Parsha is the mitzvah of tzedakah, specifically that the mitzvah is actually not to refuse tzedakah to a particular, to another Jew. So we'll talk a little bit about tzedakah. I used to have a book, I can't find it now, but I'll be quoting whatever I remember, Priorities of Tzedakah from Rabbi Goldberger. Instead, what we're going to be doing is reading from Shulchan Aruch, hat tip to safaria.org, a free site that should not be monetized, by the way, but it's for share. So we're going to be reading from Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, Reish Mem Zayin, talks about the halachas of Tzedakah and actually quotes from this week's Parsha. I'm going to read in English, and we'll talk about both the Haskapa as well as the Halakha of Tzedakah. So what the Shulchan Aruch sometimes does is talk about some of the Mussar behind it, and so we'll read it. Reish Mem Zayin Yaradeya Sif Aleph. It is a positive biblical command to give charity according to one's means. Oh, one more point. There is actually a difference between chesed and tzedakah. In the past, we've talked about chesed, the mitzvah of chesed. Chesed is actually higher than tzedakah. Nevertheless, tzedakah is a particular mitzvah. It is also to be noted, there is a debate whether meiser specifically refers to only crops or also meiser ksafim of money as well. It's my understanding that the chiyuv based on the Shulchan Aruch is that it applies to meiser ksafim. That is, that you're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a mitzvah to give money for tzedakah. If anybody ever tells you this is only referring to crops, that is somewhat dubious. I don't think so. I've heard this from a rabbi that it's only the crops. I don't think so. It seems that there is a mitzvah of either meiser or tzedakah from the meiser and tzedakah from money. So we're going to read. It is a positive biblical command to give charity according to one's means. There are numerous positive commands as to charity, and also a negative command not to close one's eyes to charity. For it is written, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother. This week's parsha, actually. Okay, so it's a little bit unusual, but the Shulchan Aruch is actually quoting from this week's parsha. And he who closes his eyes to it is called wicked, and is regarded as if he worships idols. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that if someone asks for tzedakah and you close your eyes to it, it's called wicked. One should take great heed in giving help that he not be the cause of bloodshed, for the poor man in need may die before help reaches him if it is not offered quickly, as in the story of Nahum Iskamzu. And they don't quote the story here, but I think the story is that one time Nahum Iskamzu wanted to make a bracha on giving the tzedakah, and in the end, the person died. And so it's the point is not to delay for giving tzedakah. I'm not sure how this works psychologically, because if a person is destined to die, then why would it matter if a person gives tzedakah or not? But it appears that there is some sort of koach in this world that I guess lifts up the decree in heaven, that for the recipient, forget even the giver, that's obvious, but even for the recipient, if the recipient receives tzedakah, it lifts up the decree in heaven. No man is ever impoverished from giving help, nor is evil or harm ever caused by it, as it is written, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says that you will never become poor from giving tzedakah. And I think I saw this in the Rambam as well. You can't become poor from doing a mitzvah. Whoever has compassion on the poor, Hashem has compassion on him. Let man realize, so Ramah adds, let man realize that he himself is forever seeking tzedakah to hand to Hashem. And just as Hashem answers his prayer, so should he answer the prayer of the poor. But I'm also realized that the world is a revolving sphere. This is what the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch. And eventually he or his son or his grandson may be reduced to such circumstances. So this isn't just some random idea. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch actually says this. Why this works, I don't know. But it appears that Hashem made it so that there's constant revolving in terms of who is rich and who is poor. Charity prevents threatened punishment from heaven, and in famine delivers from death, as the story of Tzarfath. Okay, I'm not sure what he's referring to, but it's very interesting that the Shulchan Aruch writes a whole bunch of ideas as to the hashkafa behind giving tzedakah. Basically, if you give tzedakah, you won't lose. There are, of course, some famous midrashim as well as to some of the things that give tzedakah. So, of course, it says, aser to aser. Take a tenth that you, aser to aser. It's read, take a chance that you'll become wealthy. There's also the idea as well to use your lot of test Hashem. When you give tzedakah, your lot of test Hashem, because it's such a tremendous test for people, so we're even allowed to test Hashem. And priorities in tzedakah are the Goldberger writes, it protects the property, it protects one's health, and he writes other things as well. So there's a lot of muster behind giving tzedakah to the point where the Shulchan Aruch even writes it, and basically the Rambam says that you will never become poor getting stuck up. And I always like to say, this is one of the proofs for the Torah as well, because if the Rambam writes that if you'll never lose by getting stuck up, so you could test it out, as we know you're allowed to test Hashem. And, you know, it's a pretty strong answer to how someone becomes poor, but it is a very strong merit. It is a very strong merit. So at this point, I have a couple minutes left. We're going to discuss the halakha of tzedakah as well. So this is really just a brief discussion because we could talk about this forever, but we'll just think about it a little bit. Everyone is obligated to contribute to tzedakah. Even a poor man who himself is partly maintained by charity should give a portion of what he receives. Okay? What else is the Shulchan Aruch, right? So we're gonna skip around. He who wishes to be deserving of divine reward shall conquer his evil inclinations and open wide his hand. And everything done and given in the name of Hashem shall be of the best and finest. This is what the Shulchan Aruch writes. So how much do you have to give? The amount of charity one should give is as follows. If one can but afford, let him give as much as needed. Under ordinary circumstances, a fifth of one's property is most laudable. Okay? So it's proper to give a fifth. To give a tenth is average. To give less than a tenth is cheap. When the rabbis said a fifth, they meant the fifth of the property. The first year, only a fifth of the profit of in succeeding years. The Ramah adds, a man should not squander more than a fifth of charity so that he should not become a public charge. One should never do less than one third of his stuff a year. And if he gives less than this, he does not fulfill the command to be charitable. So there are many more halachas. We're going to stop here, and I would just say that tzedakah is sort of the backbone of the Jewish people. We're known for doing chesed and tzedakah, and it is a humongous merit. It is a humongous merit, and if nothing else, we should constantly be mechazek tzedakah, and just like the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you have mercy on others, you give money, you're charitable to others, shall be charitable to you. This isn't some medrash, or this isn't some random person. This is the Shulchan Aruch. So, in the merit of tzedakah, may you see wonderful things. This is Ellen and I wish you everybody brought my talk on the learning. Love Torah, love Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you, Mr. Bye.